Next up, I'm joined by Kat Sullivan. She is a registered nurse and a survivor of sexual assault while she was a student at Emma Willard. She pushed for the passage of the New York State Child Victims Act. Now, Kat is donating billboard time on 787 to the family of Edson Thevenin. He was shot and killed by a Troy police sergeant in 2016. Kat Sullivan, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just dive right into your recent work. You funded these billboards, or this billboard that has multiple messages on it, here in the Capital District about Troy's handling of the police shooting of Edson Thevenin. Can you just start off by describing these billboards and talk a little bit about why they are up now?
Absolutely. Well, the reason that they're up now is because I read an article in the Times Union, I guess it was an update on what's been going on with legal proceedings to hold the former Rensselaer DA, Abe Love, accountable, as well as the stall from Troy Mayor Madden and the chief of the Troy police in holding Sergeant French accountable for his crimes that he committed and the lies to cover up what occurred in April 2016. The first billboard image, and it's they're digital and they're rotating, so we have multiple messages. The first one is a memorial for Edson Thevenin, and I worked with his mother, Ms. DePass, to create the image of Edson. It's surrounded by roses, and it says, hashtag justice for Edson Thevenin, because his life matters. Let justice be done. And the second billboard, as well as the third, ask questions that everyone in New York State should have. And so I'll read those to you. One of them says, April 17th, 2016, Troy Police Sergeant French shot and killed Edson Thevenin. Why? And then the third says, Troy Police and Mayor Madden are still covering up the facts in the killing of Edson Thevenin. Why? And each has hashtag justice for Edson Thevenin. And those are questions that Troy Mayor and the Troy Chief of Police refuse to answer.
This is not the first time that you have used billboards in your advocacy work. Can you talk about how this type of activism or advocacy, where it comes from, and why you think using billboards is a good strategy to get out messages that maybe the mainstream public might not be paying attention to now?
Sure. You know, when I read the article, it said that, you know, the widow of Edson Thevenin and his mother had questions. I wanted to see if we could help get answers to them. So when I reached out to them initially, it was to ask if I could help them ask their questions. And I had told them that I had used billboards to call out my rapist and to ask questions of New York senators about why they were not willing to pass the Child Victims Act. And we found that that was very effective. When you put a digital image with the question there, that's what the news will then use as a talking point, because we've made it very clear what it's about. It's about getting answers to the questions. And I was on a plane flying and watched three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. And, you know, the first 5 minutes of the film, it's a woman driving down a dirt road at night looking at these old billboards. And she had an idea. You know, the next morning she goes in with a wad of cash and says, how much to rent those billboards? And I could relate to that, because she had questions for the chief of police in the rape and murder of her daughter, and she wanted answers. And so when I read that in an article by the Times Union with the Thevenin family, I thought that they deserved to ask their questions, and media should continue to ask leadership what the answers to those questions are.
Now, when you do these billboard installations, they don't come without pushback, or in the past they haven't come without pushback. In your own case, in advocating for the Child Victims Act, can you describe that a little bit, and have you had any pushback related to your billboard addressing Edson Thevenin?
Any time that you are going to question leadership, you're going to get pushback because they don't like being questioned. If they are good leaders, then they will have a conversation and they will be transparent and they will be willing to make sure that answers are given. But what we've seen with most senators that were opposed to the Child Victims Act, and you can look at the Troy mayor's office, they're not willing to answer those questions because they don't want to be held accountable. So the Joint Commission of Ethics, which is a state agency in New York, has threatened to fine me and charge me with a Class A misdemeanor for my advocacy for the Child Victims Act. They are saying that I was an unregistered lobbyist, and I in no way, shape, or form meet the legal definition of a lobbyist. I'm actually using my rape settlement money that I was awarded by Emma Willard School for their failure to call police and to assist me when I had reported sexual violence at their school. So we're currently fighting that. I've got some pro bono lawyers filing like an Article 78 and several injunctions against the state agency, which will be then presented in front of the New York Supreme Court. And we will be getting some answers there too. Any kind of advocacy is going to be faced with setbacks and pushback because the status quo doesn't like being challenged. But I think that if we want to have a better society, that this kind of advocacy is important. We should question leadership.
Now, you also were able to pay for this Edson Thevenin billboard with your settlement money. Is that correct?
Yes.
And have you done this type of work in other places around the country?
I have, actually. I was going to take this past summer off, but then they banned abortion in several states. So I had a billboard in Alabama and Atlanta as well. And we actually opened it up for feminist artists to be able to use those billboards to express themselves. And we had some really beautiful art that was showing in both of those states. People on Facebook, I'd say, you know, what is it that you want to say in response to the abortion bans? And people had a lot of feelings about that. One woman said, that's basically taxation without representation for women. Women should have a right to autonomy of their body. And so we made a billboard image that used their statement and used some graphics to be able to make it something visually interesting to look at. I think it's useful and it helps people feel like they're being heard and certainly they're being seen because, you know, these billboards are 50 by 100, most of them, and they glow in the dark.
Now, bringing it back to Troy and the Edson Thevenin case, you have talked about translating the billboards into postcards. What is your plan with that project in terms of engaging or possibly engaging the local community here in continuing pressuring our elected officials?
I think that, you know, when we have media report, when we have radio shows like this, that will send out a signal. But then what needs to occur is the communities need to get involved and keep the pressure up. Let the elected leaders and let officials know that this is on your mind, that it is not okay, and that justice and accountability should be provided to the family and to the victims. So I'm going to have some postcards made up of the billboards. So there's three different billboards, so there'll be three different postcards. We're going to be donating some of those, and then we're going to be creating a website where you can print the postcards, and you can do that on a piece of paper and then stick it in an envelope and mail them. And I recommend that we mail them to the current Rensselaer DA, to the Troy mayor's office, and to the Troy chief of police. And people are free to write whatever they want to. And I would focus on how they feel to see this kind of injustice dragging on for years and years, where carefully crafted statements are where the truth is hiding. The Troy mayor's office says the best recourse is in a court of law. We feel that's where we're going to let it happen. So they don't want to answer any questions. They just would rather wait years until this family is given their day in court. I think that's wrong. It shouldn't prevent them from doing the right thing. Of course, the family has legal recourse, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't. What I'm saying is it shouldn't take that for the Troy mayor's office to do the right thing and hold themselves accountable. And that may mean that some people may not have their jobs anymore. But if that's the right thing, then let the right thing be done. And without pressure from the community, consistently, postcards are a great tool. And, you know, for the cost of postage, you can be heard.
Kat Sullivan, we're quickly running out of time, but I just want to give you the last word.
If you are part of the cover-up, if you are someone who has information, now is your chance to do the right thing. And if you're within the community and you feel strongly, and you should, about what has happened here, it's not okay that people of color need to live in fear of the police force. If we want it to be a different society, then you need to step up. There's not going to be someone else that does it for you. You need to be part of the solution.
You can find Kat Sullivan online at catlabs.org.